David's Daily Digital Dollop. Dollop 185. Sleep blogging. Belgian beer is strong. So strong, in fact, that it managed to thwart this daily blogging challenge. I've managed to publish a blog every day for the last 183 days, but yesterday's dollop wasn't published until 11 a.m. today. I only had the equivalent of 2 or 3 pints. The Belgian beer is served in small glasses, but its alcoholic content is so high that it's similar to having about 10 pints. When I returned home last night, my plan was to quickly edit and upload the dollop. However, the Belgian beer put pains to that idea. Within 5 minutes of turning on my laptop, I was asleep. When I woke up, I still had my headphones on, and the laptop was perched on top of my stomach. At first, when I woke up, I didn't realise that I'd been asleep. I immediately just continued editing as if nothing had happened, but then, within a minute, I was back asleep again. A few hours later, I half woke up and began to edit in my semi-sleep state. But then, after a couple of minutes, my laptop turned itself off. The battery had run out, and I didn't have a European plug adapter with me. At this point, I knew it wasn't going to be until late morning that I got the dollop uploaded, as I was certain that the others wouldn't wake up until late, and I would have to wait until they woke in order to borrow a European plug adapter. This is dramatic, isn't it? This isn't one of the best ones, I apologise. Ironically, even though I could no longer edit, I just lay awake for the next 6 hours, unable to get to sleep. Eventually, the others woke up, and I got a plug adapter, but they had slept in, meaning that we only had half an hour before we had to leave. I therefore didn't have time to do any further editing or do anything else to the recording before I uploaded it. I would just have to hope that I'd done a reasonable amount of editing in my catatonic state. I finally managed to listen to the dollop back a few minutes ago, and it seems as if, unsurprisingly, my addled state didn't lend itself well to audio editing. So apologies to those of you who listened to yesterday's dollop. Hey, but at least I'm making up for it now, eh? With this quality. It was much longer than I intended it to be. When I return home tonight, I shall edit it properly.
Andy, you'll drink some tea.
Oh, hello, Ben. Thank you. Thank you, Ben. It's Ben bringing me some tea. Every blogger needs a butler. When I return home tonight, I shall edit it properly without the influence of Belgian beer. I think, though, what clearly came across in yesterday's dollop, in spite of the dodgy drunken editing, is that the hilarity of my kettle-based observational comedy is still retained. Even when poorly translated by Google from English to Dutch, and then very badly read out, there's a certain irony, I can't even read English, and then very badly read out by someone who doesn't speak the language. He doesn't even speak English, never mind Dutch or Flemish. That is how brilliant my kettle-based observational comedy skills are. It transcends language. Once I've edited the dollop properly, I intend to send the recording to some international comedy agents, as I think that they'll be chomping at the bit to book me a worldwide tour, doing a 90-minute stand-up show exclusively about kettles. I think you'll all agree that the subject of kettles has been the standout highlight of these dollops. Even though yesterday's dollop wasn't posted until today, the challenge is still intact, in so much as I've still written or recorded a new blog post every day for the last 184 days. So, don't worry. Yesterday's blip will not result in me abandoning this project. Plenty more kettle-based observations to come. Tomorrow I will tell you about my Belgium exploits this weekend. Obviously it won't be quite as exciting or as hilarious as my kettle material, but I think that you'll enjoy it nonetheless. Thank you.